This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's Stoffman Show on the Team 980. We got plenty of fun stuff to talk about today. We have a really sad story to talk about today. There is a little bit of everything for everyone. Football, basketball. Tomorrow, Anthony, we're going to do a little baseball. Are you here tomorrow? You're here tomorrow before you leave, right? Or is today your last day?
Today is my last day, sadly.
Wait, no. I need you to be here tomorrow.
Oh, no. You trying to play a game?
I am trying to play a game.
Ah.
Or do we have Toby come in and play the game today?
I guess we could play it at 6:30.
We might have to text Toby because, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nothing says it's almost national season like our annual game of Is That Guy a Washington National?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll work on that. But, by the way, I guess the Nats, as I get a buzz on my phone, I guess the Nats and Phillies are about to get started in spring training action. Opening day, Thursday, we'll be live at Tap 99 down the street here in Navy Yard, right across from the center field entrance of the ballpark. So come hang out, say what's up. Please try to do that during commercial break, the saying what's up part, because I'm very ADD. And I know we do this bit every time we talk about a live show, and then inevitably someone tries to talk to me during the show. I did have someone come up at the last Wizards game and be like, hey, are you in commercial break? And I was like, yes. He's like, okay, I just want to say hi, but I know that I can't do that during the show. And I was like, thank you for paying attention. 10 minutes or so from now, we're going to get into the sad story of the day, which is Juju Watkins' injury last night. Anthony texted me, as he usually does in the morning, saying, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, honestly, I'm pretty bummed out right now. So we'll tackle that in 10 minutes. Later on in the show, Robbie Hummel will join us. We're also going to play some pretty extended cuts from Kevin Sheehan's interview with Kevin Willard, because it was really good and really interesting on both the game winner front, but also kind of the state of the program. So we'll get to that later in the show. But we start, Anthony, with where we kind of ended the show yesterday. As we walked out yesterday, we were like, damn, on this TV right up here to my left, I was watching Maryland just fall apart, as in the Lady Terps. Absolutely fall apart. Not going well. They were tied, you know, a lot of the third quarter. Then Alabama goes on this run. And actually, it was kind of funny because our What's Trending update at 5:45, I gave a score update. And I said, oh, Maryland's up early third quarter. And then literally by the time we came back from that commercial break, from our What's Trending break, our What's Trending update with or at 5:45, to the time that we got back at 5:50, Maryland had lost the lead because they had given up a 13-2 run, I believe it was, at that point. And they ultimately, late in the third quarter, Anthony, trailed by 17.
Yeah, they did.
And that was kind of the state of play as we, or at least as I left yesterday, right? So we say goodbye, we depart, and next thing you know, in terms of the Craig and Anthony communications, I send you the final score and went, wait, what happened? At which point you tell me, yeah, as you were starting to walk out and leave and you were driving home, they came back. And I was like, yeah, I got that part because they won in double overtime. At what point during, now I went back and watched this today because obviously I was driving home and missed it. By the way, something that might have an announcement on whether you can check out the game on the old radio when you're driving on Friday, the game against South Carolina. We might have some more information on that at some point. I'm just probably said too much there, but you know, when it's official, it's official. The point is, Anthony, when as you were finishing up the podcast and everything that you were working on yesterday, did you see out of the corner of your eye like, oh, they're starting to come back here?
Yeah, so I want to say to close the third, they made it a little interesting. And then I sat here for, I want to say, like the first 4 minutes of the fourth, And we kept, you know, getting closer and closer. But we just, every time we got closer, they would respond with a run of their own. So I'm like, man, I think they're just going to continue to go back and forth. So I end up leaving. I want to say I got in my car probably like, there was probably like 5 minutes left to go in the game. And I'm listening to it on the ride home. And I just couldn't believe it, to be honest. And then when I got home, they were in the first overtime.
I will say, as I pulled up the game on the ESPN app to watch this at home today, my complaints from the start of the show yesterday about the length of college basketball games still stand. Because I fast forwarded to try to get to the, you know, the start of the fourth quarter. So I you know, went pretty far into the broadcast, and I was already in the second overtime. So I rewind. I'm like, oh, okay, oh, nope, still in the first.
It was lengthy.
The fourth quarter and overtime, Anthony, took half of the total time of the game. It was like 59 minutes. I was like, I got to watch. I didn't budget an hour for this. Oh my. So we still got that. But I think the thing that was really like amazing about watching it is it was this series of mini runs that really got them back in the fourth quarter. There wasn't necessarily a huge uninterrupted run. They'd score maybe 4 6-points in a row, then Alabama would get a bucket. 4 6-points in a row, Alabama would get a bucket. You start to add those up and like, okay, maybe it's like a 16-6 run or something like that. I didn't go back and double check the actual numbers, but it never was a point where you're like, oh, wow, Maryland is making a huge run here. They just constantly were a little bit better in short bursts, and Alabama did enough to like kind of keep them at arm's length, but it just kept getting closer and closer and closer and closer as Sellers and Tibiasu just start hitting shot after shot after shot. But then Sarah Ashley Barker would hit a three or get a layup or do whatever and stem it for a second. And it was never like, sometimes when you overcome leads like that, you have these like snowball effects. And I think that was the thing that was in some ways really impressive about how Maryland did this yesterday was there was never a point where if you're Alabama, you're like, oh my God, this is out of control. You just keep looking up at the scoreboard being like, damn, objects in mirror are closer than they appear.
Yeah, pretty much, man. And when I say Maryland was going on the runs, granted they were going on the runs, but Alabama would just respond with a three or an and one. And it's just like, God dang, are they going to close the deficit like any closer? And then finally, Seller, she hits a three to cut it to four. And after that, it was just, you know, back and forth. It was just so good. So good. And even the last possession of regulation was a little crazy. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God. That was insane. That was absolutely ridiculous. just a bad ball that turns into a desperation three that you hit. And it's like, oh, okay, well, that's how we drew it up. But like, I guess that was a good way to phrase that, Anthony. It was like they'd always just hit something because it was like Maryland, during Maryland's run, Alabama would hit a bucket, but Alabama could never get consecutive buckets. Mm. Like they could never go on a run to respond. Like so often basketball is a game of dueling runs.
Yeah.
And where Maryland would go on a mini run, Alabama would stem it. Mini run, stem it. And Alabama never even had like a 6 points in a row stretch in that fourth quarter where they were able to extend that lead back out to double digits. So it just kept shrinking a little bit, a lot. It was like two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one steps back. And the thing is, the forward was Maryland inching forward towards Alabama. And then ultimately, they're able to do it, get what they needed to in the end, force overtime, survive first overtime, win in the second overtime. Excellent defense on the final possession, by the way, to not let the ball into Barker's hands. And by the way, salute to Sarah Ashley Barker. What a performance for her. 45 points. Now, she did have 11 turnovers, but her ability to get to her right hand and just, it didn't seem to matter who was in front of her, just blow by, was incredible all game. And then in one of the biggest possessions of the game, 3:29 to go in the second overtime, she gets downhill to her right again and picks up, it's kind of a squirrely charge, a very college-y charge call, I'll call it, Anthony.
Yeah.
On Kubek draws it, credit to her. She got the call. And at that point, that was the little bit of separation that Maryland needed to close that off. That was an incredible game, an all-time classic. But unfortunately, the biggest story in women's college basketball yesterday was the injury to Juju Watkins. Just how big is it for USC, for the title chase, for the sport writ large? We'll talk about it next on The Hoffman Show.